Welcome to the beginning of your Hanukkah journey. Before we get started with each station, I'm wondering, do you know the story of Hanukkah and why we celebrate it? Whether you have never heard of it before or you just need a refresher, here's a summary. A long time ago, before even our grandparents' grandparents' grandparents were alive, the land of Israel was ruled by a wicked Greek king named Antiochus Epiphanes. At that time, Jews celebrated Shabbat, Passover, Sukkot, and Shavuot, just like we do today. And they worshiped or prayed at the ancient temple in the city of Jerusalem. This temple was the holiest of holy places, the center of Jewish life. But remember, King Antiochus was wicked. He wanted to rule one nation with one religion and one culture. He wanted all the people of his land to live the way he lived and to pray the way he prayed, according to only Greek customs. And this meant that he did not want the Jewish people to dress differently or worship differently or even eat differently. He did not accept them as they were. Under King Antiochus, practicing Judaism became dangerous. He forbade the Jews from celebrating Shabbat, observing the festivals, and reading or studying the Torah. But perhaps worst of all, King Antiochus forbade Jewish worship in the temple, and he turned the holy temple into a place that became very unholy, making a real mess by setting up idols and altars to Greek gods inside. How would you feel if somebody came into your house or a place very special to you and changed everything? Many Jews were afraid for their lives, so they felt forced to follow the king's orders. Some of them tried to forget all about their Jewish traditions. Some Jewish people just pretended to enjoy living the Greek way, but they would continue practicing their traditions in secret. There was one brave group in particular that decided they would not do what the king expected. They would not worship foreign gods or give up their Jewish way of life. This group was called the Maccabees, and they were determined to take back their temple and defend their religious freedom, meaning standing up for what they believe in and practicing their religion whenever and however they wanted. The Maccabees were led by Judah the Maccabee. Compared with the king's army, they were small in number, but they were mighty in spirit. They had faith and unending determination. The Maccabees fought hard, and against all odds, they were able to stand up to the king's army, and they won. The Maccabees successfully took back the temple from King Antiochus, but they were heartbroken to discover that the king had not taken care of their holy space. They got to work cleaning and purifying it, and they removed all the foreign idols, statues, and altars the king had set up inside. They lovingly cleansed every inch of the temple, and then, on the 25th day of the Jewish month of Kislev, the Maccabees held a glorious rededication ceremony for their temple. The word Hanukkah means dedication, and it reminds us of the moment when the temple was triumphantly returned to the Jewish people. So, that's the story of Hanukkah. I hope you enjoyed hearing about it. I'll be sure to share more details as we move through each drive-through station. Before you drive forward, I want to tell you a few more things. You will notice up ahead that there are four stations, one for each letter of the dreidel, or spinning top that is a traditional game played during Hanukkah. We will teach you how to play at the second station. When we spin the dreidel, the letters tell us that Nes Gadol Haya Sham, which means a great miracle happened there. Do you happen to know what that miracle is? Well, the most famous story about the rededication we talked about comes from a text called the Talmud, where we read that when the Maccabees walked into the temple, they found only enough oil to light the menorah for one day. But miraculously, That small amount of oil lasted for 8 days, which is exactly how long it took to get new oil. That miracle will be explained more in the first station. Go ahead now to station number one, but before you get out of the car, be sure to listen to track 3.